on, people. We are collecting race-based data to get some funding from our government. Woo! People stay blessed, black, and highly favored. Hello.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. The third of this month's Thursdays, the 17th of December, 2020, opening today's show, Quebec guitarist Guy Bergeron and Just a Touch of Green from his new album on Bogey, A New Beginning. Welcome once again to Folk Directions, pre-recorded and here until 11 o'clock. The station continues in lockdown. It's probably 9:03. In the first set of today's show, The String Sisters, with a traditional Swedish song about a soldier who returns from war to find his fiancée about to marry his younger brother and how they choose to die together instead. And that'll be followed by Terence Martin and Liz Meyer.
Hundratals personer i bröllopskläder stod och bland my backyard. The geese are flying south. Seems like some things have the good sense to get out. But I know that I will stay here. I'll pay the price for the view. Living on a street that's named after someone I once knew. I can feel this planet turn. So I curse the lesson and bless what I have learned. You'll find the road to my house well lit when you return. By the bridges we have burned. This house was built the year that I was born. Nothing's plumb or level, square or true to form. It's got cracks that I can feel. They run clear down to the ground. And the light at sunset makes it look like it's burning down. I can feel this planet turn. So I curse the lesson and bless what I have learned. And if I stand in one place, then you will come around to the street that's named for the love that we once found. So is gone, and I know some comets come back, but some just take too long. Like Columbus, dry docked on solid ground, waiting for love to prove that the world is round. I can feel this planet turn. So I'll curse the lesson and bless what I have learned. And if you need to find me, I'll be waiting here for you. Living on a street that's named after someone I once knew.
There's a stillness in morning, like the stillness in my heart. There's a lightning flash of warning across the sky, a jagged scar. Can it be that you feel nothing? Can you be so cold within? Will my love die in the shadows?
with only heartache on the wind. When the sky's raging thunder, when the air is charged and grim, will the storm tear me asunder? Will I be over you by then?
The Storm, the title track from Liz Myers' 2005 album on Strictly Country. She was backed by Jerry Douglas on dobro and Sam Bush on mandolin, by Glenn Duncan on fiddle and Ron Block on banjo. Mark Cosgrove was on guitar and joined her in harmony. Liz Meyer died in 2005. Before her, Terence Martin with This House on 1997's Division Street. He was joined in harmony and on mandolin and lead guitar by Jim Allen. Beginning the set, The String Sisters and The Hussar, paired with Liz Knowles' tune Toss the Fiddles from 2009's String Sisters Live on Compass. The Nordic Celtic group consists of six fiddlers and a quartet on piano, guitar, bass, and drums. You're tuned to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. In the next set, Chaim Tannenbaum.
You're all right in the end if you know where you are. The rest takes care on its own. A map and a compass is all you need when you're weary and longing for home. Set the sail, weigh the anchor, and haul across brine and foam. In a climate where grief fills the air, every fresh breath renews despair that the promise of grace is forever withheld, and all the clamoring prayers and bells are vain, idle noises of souls broken past repair. I can stand the dirt and the crowds and the cold and the daily doses of pain. I can live if I need underneath tide and wind, but I just can't stand any more rain. Shenandoah, I long to hear ya always. Away, we're bound to go across the wide Missouri. Here's London, my mother, my home. Fount of all glories, in gracious repose on the banks of the Thames. Moored in tradition, here's Milton and Marlowe and Grievesy and Dickens. God save the Queen, and God bless her glorious throne. Tell me, sir, what do you see? Madam, princes, palaces, maybe the queen. Manicured gardens, flowers and dog shows where people with orchids and buttonholes stroll. Gay, handsome faces rounding their mouths over tea. Well, that's not what it's like. Not in Acton, not Tottenham, not Southall, and not Kensal Rise. It's acres of nothing but rubble and wretchedness, grain upon grain, sigh upon sigh. Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river. Away, we're bound to go across the wide Missouri. First first it's breakfast of biscuits and tea. At the Victory Cafe, my best friend and me look at yesterday's sports in today's Herald Tribune, surveying the station we'd both rather leave. Fat boiling faces and mouths full of brown broken teeth. Well, good evening, sir. What'll it be? The usual, please. A pint of bitter, pork pie and crisps for my dinner. A packet of number six, please. Pull a pint for old Fred over there by the fruit machine. Consider this pup full of England's fine treasures, these 30-odd pairs of malarial eyes, in second-hand suits and broken umbrellas, cursing their dogs, their luck and their lives. Shenandoah, I took a notion, away your rolling river, to sail across the stormy ocean. Away, we're bound to go across the wide. In England, I first lost my heart. In summer, the grass grew tall. In autumn, while dirty winds blew and pursued us, we sailed paper boats through the leaves on the pond. Then it rained every day. It seemed every day, all day long. It was day after long rainy day of stumbling in shadows, turning away from the thousand small horrors, nicely run funerals, dancing sorrows, an endless parade of graves. Tiny souls in wool overcoats gathering rain. For 5 months in London, I never saw nothing but wet starving pigeons and pints of warm beer, while cats clawed at window panes cursing the rain. We were sobbing in riddles, talking in tears. Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Away, your rolling river, I'll take her across the shiny water. Away, we're bound to go across the wide. Softly, sweet Thames, to the sea, past the flat, sullen ruins and water-stained streets that run east from St. Paul's, past the gasworks at Hackney, past black, slanting shambles at Shoreditch and Stepney. Run softly, sweet Thames, past the rain. For every poor soul who somehow stops crying, there's another poor soul who begins. So the sum of tears remains always constant, filling the days with months and the years. Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, you rolling river. Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, we're bound to go across the wide Missouri.
London longing for home. Montrealer Chaim Tannenbaum, a former banjo student of mine, now living in New York, from his eponymous recording on Story Sound Recordings from 2016.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's 9:29, and I'm Jerry Goodfriend bringing you Folk Directions pre-recorded on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal. Today's show will be archived online at ckut.ca following this broadcast. The Folk Directions website will contain a link to that archive, as well as the playlist for it. If you're not able to tune in on any given Thursday morning, shows going back 4 months are available for listening on the Listen page at ckutfolk.com. Coming up in the third set, Karen Casey, Andy Cohen, Sarah Thompson, and Paula Patterson.
your sticks and cry, I'll die for my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you had. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star, my friend? We have all come to feel the beating of your drum.
I know it, you know.
Lake Superior, and indeed from the Lake Superior region, Sarah Thompson and Paula Pedersen, on their 2012 recording on Harmony Works, Winter Wanderings. Ahead of them, Memphis, Tennessee's Andy Cohen with Charlie Patton's Peavine Blues on his new album on Earwig, Trying to Get Home. He augmented the song with verses from Jim Brewer's dad's Hair Like Drops of Rain. Beginning the set, from her 2008 recording on Compass, Ireland's Karen Casey with Joni Mitchell's The Fiddle and the Drum. You're tuned to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Up next, William Prince, Suzzy Roach and Lucy Wainwright Roach, Mossy Christian.
Let it be, dear Lord. be.
Suffocated pale. For 14 years transported, as you shall understand, to lead a poor and dreadful life upon Van Diemen's land. Young Henry Cable was his name, and in Mendham he did dwell. His poor but honest parents did rear him right well, till hardship overcame the man, his father in despair. His family did embark upon a wild career. His far the way the band went out when all lay sound asleep. Into a house in Oldwood Town those desperate men did creep. Young Henry, he went with them, having reached his 90th year. His part it was to stand the watch and see the coast was clear. But fortune was not with that band, kind favour passed them by. With the constables they soon did come and did raise the hue and cry. They were quickly overtaken and carried to a jail, to nurse their hands and curse their fate until their strength did fail. For at that third assizes at the bar they soon did stand. The sentence it was given that all three of them should hang. But up spoke Henry's mother, crying, spare my only son. For his years are few, for one crime his race should not be run. 14 years of transportation became Henry's punishment. Into the cells of Norwich Castle this young man was sent. Leaving his tender mother for to tear a hair in woe, as a husband and a carman to the gallows tree did go. But he had not been in Norwich jail 9 months and 2 a year, when a pretty Norfolk serving maid she also was sent there. For stealing silver teaspoons from Thurlton village came. 14 years of transport far across that raging main. For 3 long years and upwards in that black and bitter cell, young Henry and Susanna they most lovingly did dwell. In 1786 she bore a baby boy, who would believe that such a pit could ever hold such joy. January, when Australia's coast drew near, in that fair clime the sun did shine, which filled their hearts with cheer. And soon in peaceful Sydney Cove the anchor they did ride, and admired the green and pleasant shore beyond that foaming tide. A fortnight later Henry took Susanna for his wife, the comfort of his darkest days to comfort him through life. And as the years of sentence passed, the happiness did grow, with property, prosperity, and children also. From all you gentle people who are lost in dark disgrace, remember that the blackest night must sometime yield to day. Remember that the wildest storm eventually must pass, and like Henry and Susanna, may you find your joy at last.
The Ballad of Henry and Susanna, Lincolnshire, England's Mossy Christian, on his new recording, Come Nobles and Heroes, on One Row. Mossy was playing the One Row melodeon, Anglo concertina, and fiddle. Before that, the New York mother-daughter duo Suzzy Roach and Lucy Wainwright Roach, from their new album on Story Sound, I Can Still Hear You, and Swan Duck Song. Beginning the set, Selkirk, Manitoba's William Prince with Just a Closer Walk with Thee from his new album on Six Shooter, Gospel First Nation.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
These folks at CKUT love their 100% certified organic and fair trade gourmet coffee from Saint-Tropez. Prepared in the heart of Montreal with beans from all over the world, you can find and get your own cup of freshly brewed Saint-Tropez coffee from AUS Snacks on McGill Campus or from Café Saint-Tropez on the corner of Saint-Urbain and Duluth.
I need a fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh